This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Priority Tire, shop online and get free shipping on all orders. Save $5 off your order with code MMA5OFF. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 723.
Yeah, 723.
My name's Ingle Weigel.
Matt Groth, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping in?
Snapping. I don't know. Yeah. It's Labor Day weekend.
Snapple.
Spending lots of time outdoors. Snossages. Enjoying the great outdoors in the Midwest.
Yeah, the temperature's been beautiful, right?
Yes.
It's like a balmy, I don't know, 60 some odd degrees right now. It's very nice out.
It is very nice.
I have my air conditioning on.
You do? You have the windows open, which is nice.
I mean, I think they have the windows open upstairs, but you know, my dog was struggling with like it wasn't that hot, but it was humid, and you know, with her being so old, I'm like, oh, we gotta fucking run the air. So you know, got that, but I'll take this cold air. It's fucking beautiful. We're going for walks early in the morning and it's low 50s out. We're going taking a dog for a walk. I'm like, ugh,
yep.
This is what it's about. Can I just have this all the time? Because we never get spring. We just go winter to summer. And now we're finally getting a nice fall, which will hopefully last for a little bit. We'll have to see. When does football start? I know the Bears will be on Monday night next week.
This Thursday, Cowboys and Eagles, I think. And then you got Friday game, Chiefs and Chargers.
Really? Friday? We're going to fucking play every night of the week now?
It's kind
of
happening like that, yeah. And then I think Monday night, there's like more than one game, isn't there? Or no, there's only one, looks like. Just Bears and Vikings, which I'm looking forward to that.
Fuck yeah.
We I don't know if we can win that game, but it feels
Why not? Let's just start with a blowout. 81-2. Okay. We'll let them get a safety off on us. I'll be fair. I'm not going to be stingy. I'm not going to shut them out, but, you know.
I mean, the Bears schedule is no joke. We got Vikings, then Lions, then we got freaking, like, Cowboys. I mean,
in the toughest division.
Yeah, the first six games are going to be a little tough. So, but I'm excited. Go Bears. You know, we'll see how things go.
But yeah, I mean, the predictions are all over as far as how they're going to finish this year. I mean, I see a lot of people... 7 wins, 8 wins. I think I saw a couple people predicting maybe 10. A lot of people are saying no playoffs, though. No playoffs. It's tough. Like, look at our division.
I still say
fucking Detroit, Green Bay, and then I'm not sure what happens with the Vikings, too, right?
Pretty solid. Yeah, yeah. So,
and then I feel like we are really the wild card. And all this, anything can happen with us. My biggest concern is pass rush. I'm really worried about the pass rush.
Yeah, that was a problem last year. We got sacked a lot, so I don't know if.
Well, I mean, us, like our defense, like us sacking.
Being able to pass rush.
Both sides, but I feel like our line has increased so much that'll be. Man, if we could just keep them to half the amount of sacks that we had last year, like maybe in the 30s. Would be way better, but getting to their quarterback too, I think, is a bigger problem. We don't have that dominant rusher, and then you know, fucking Green Bay just got what Micah Parsons from fucking Dallas, and apparently he's got a back injury though, so that may be good for us long term because back injuries they don't typically heal. He's got a sprained vertebrae or something. I forgot
sprained
what they said.
Vertebrae? How the hell do you sprain your...
I don't know, but he said he might take an epidural before their first game so he can play. Like, that's how bad it is. And once your back is fucked up, your back is fucked up. So maybe he'll be less of a factor. But
L4, L5, facet joint sprain.
Yeah.
Wow.
When you have joint problems in your back, it's a problem. It's not, that doesn't just fix itself. They don't fix themselves.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the facet joints are provide flexibility and allow the spine to turn or bend with movement and stability. I think that's important when you're like, you know, doing this shit. You probably want to have those things in good shape. What the fuck?
Well, and I think they ran a physical and said, well, we'll take him anyway. He's 20, I don't know, six or something. He's still young. But again, back injuries are no joke. I don't care if sprain or not. Something's fucked up. It ain't going to get better. And especially doing that shit all day. So yeah. We'll see. Go Bears. Bears.
I'm with you. Go Bears.
Be nice to start out, you know, 1-0. Let's just go 1-0.
Yeah, I'll take it. I want to be in the game. I think we have a chance to be in the game, but I'm not sure we can win. But you never know.
You never know.
It's Monday night. Anything can happen. I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't remember how our stats are for Monday night. Yeah.
So we'll be releasing our show a day later because we're going to be watching the game.
We are. So that's right. We normally record on Monday.
Yes.
Got to watch the first.
Got to watch the Bears. So, what do you want to get into first?
Well, we had some boxing over the weekend, and we had Darren Till versus Luke Rockhold, and it went exactly as I thought it would go.
Can I show the video?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll show this.
I might have to blur some of these because I'm not sure how.
So, you know, this is like round three. Till already has, you know, knocked Rockhold down a couple of times at this point. And then, you know, get a little 1-2-3-4 action. Yeah. And I think we've seen this before, yeah. Rockhold. It's just somebody help. Oh, God. Somebody straighten out his leg. Good Lord. Oops. There we go.
Yeah, but that was to be expected. I said his best thing is grappling. His second best thing is kicks. He's not a good boxer at all. That's his weakest thing.
Really, right. Really bad.
So why would you put yourself in that position to get knocked out?
Kind of like, hey, I'm like kind of doing the thing. And, you know, in MMA, he could use the kicks to keep guys out of boxing range. And you can't do
great
that.
Kicks.
Boxing, because you have to be boxing to, you know,
terrible hands on that guy.
No, real bad,
terrible defense.
So, I think he should just stop this because he just keeps getting KO'd and bad things keep happening. Can he just be done? Like, can he do other things with his life other than getting knocked out all the time?
Well, I think he probably made a fuck ton of money, unfortunately. And it's not like, where else could he go? That's the problem. What else?
We're like in Silva territory here, you know, like how many times are we getting, you know, KO'd?
Yeah.
Not good for the dome.
Or you could be like, well, I don't know if this was good because Tony Ferguson also fought and he won. We could show his finish. Why is this coming up weird? So, let's see. Tony Ferguson. Let's turn the volume down a little bit here.
Tony's starting to find more and more success with a lead right hand.
Oh, man.
Rock him, sock him.
He's like, what? Why are you stopping it? Don't stop it.
So I think that was his first win. Oh, yeah. So he snapped an 8-fight losing streak right there.
Do you think early stoppage? I'd say
a little bit.
Let him go.
He's 41. But again, I feel like that was just the matchup because that guy was not super skilled. It's tough watching everybody these days. Like, wow, you lost 8 in a row, and now you went to some box. Now he's inflated. He probably thinks he can beat Khabib right now. I think he wants to fight him. I think he wants to fight, or is that Nate Diaz? Nate Diaz wants to fight Conor again. Obviously, he wants to do the trilogy. I think he wants the White House fight, actually.
Yeah.
But
Nate's
not beating anybody. And then go ahead.
No, we're going to say.
I was going to switch subjects and go.
Oh, same. Well, you're talking about the White House, right? So can we talk about that for a second?
Because sure.
Dana White was on some Instagram Live announcing fights and all that. We can get into that in a minute. But he said that the White House thing, he had a meeting at the White House. It couldn't have went better. said the fight's on. They're looking at July 4th of next year because it's going to be the 250th birthday of the U.S.
It's fucking awesome.
And they're going to make this shit happen. So we're going to find out details. He's in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So I'm not sure who he's going to put on the card, but I'm thinking John Jones, Conor McGregor. Can we get like Khabib to come out of retirement? You know, can we get the, we need like the Fedor versus like somebody.
The Fedor!
We need US versus all countries. We need to have some sort of America versus everybody kind of
situation. Fabio Maldonado. The Fedor! I know, you know what I need? I need goddamn bald eagles. I need fucking fireworks. I don't give a shit. Bring like, some Bud Light, like, some beers.
Italian guns, like those big ass fucking Navy ships, you know, the whole thing.
Line all the fucking
Air Force.
Fuck military. Yeah. Like how they used to do it on the bases, but park all that shit on the lawn. Fuck yeah. Weight requirements. Like, let's have some, whatever those, the B-52s. Let's have stealth fucking bombers.
The Blue Angels to fly over and during the main event, like as they're
fuck yeah.
The fighters.
And then you have red, white, and blue smoke that they're flying by.
It's America. We got all the money. We could spend
America, motherfucker.
Yeah.
What?
And then we're going to freak out when they tell us, oh, the pay-per-view is going to be $300.
That's
fine. Cover all the costs.
I don't give a shit. That's fine. But I mean, you got to go all out, America. I don't know. Is it disrespectful if the octagon is a flag? Like if the surface, or maybe you just do red, white, and blue, but not a flag on the fucking actual octagon. But yeah, maybe you're flying flags all over. It's got to be so America, you bleed.
Like, have them fly. Yeah.
Yes.
Flags everywhere.
Fuck yeah. I'm super psyched to see what they do. Because they're not going to scrimp on this shit. It's going to be balls to the walls, America, motherfucker. This 250th year celebration, 4th of July, we're fucking having fights on the White House lawn. Are you kidding me? So psyched for this shit. Like, I mean, you got blood. We're going to bleed American blood? Come on. Can we stack the deck so America wins every goddamn fight, too?
That would be nice.
We don't have that many people that are that great. And maybe that's where they're going to do that Kayla Harrison, Amanda Nunes fight. That's a tough fight, though.
Oof. You got to have like 3 or 4 title fights, I think. That's
yeah, I think like you were saying, they're going to announce, they announced a million shit for what? Madison Square Garden or a bunch of fights, right?
They did? What happened? Wait, what are you saying?
Yeah, I thought you had them all.
Madison. So you have Jack Della Maddalena versus Islam Makhachev.
170 championship.
Yeah, it's in UFC 322, I believe. What else was announced? Hold on.
There was something else on that card. Shevchenko versus Zhang Weili.
That sounds right. I had the list.
Like,
now I don't
she's moving up, and then Mackenzie Dern is fighting for a vacant title against Rob Schneider or somebody. The woman that looks like Rob Schneider. No disrespect.
Yeah, hang on. Okay.
Had it too. I figured you were going to pull those, so I didn't throw it.
Mackenzie Dern versus Yandarova. Alexander Volkov versus Almeida on UFC 321. Well, those are the big fights. I mean, the Tom Aspinall versus Cyril Gane on UFC 321. So those two cards are looking promising right now. Like, it's going in the right direction finally. I mean, shit, it's the end of the year and we haven't had any like awesome, awesome cards. We need to have something. They gotta give us something.
Yeah.
So, but what else happened? Oh, Chael Sonnen got slept a couple of times. I'm gonna show you that video.
Yeah, good.
Here we go.
So Craig Jones Invitational.
Craig Jones doing a little action here. You know, Chael, I think Chael took this on short notice, right?
From, yeah, like a day notice or something.
Yeah, so he's like in there doing his thing, and he gets like submitted like 2 or 3 times.
Typical Chael Sonnen, though, right? Like, I think I'm safe in this position.
And
no sense of urgency. Gets fucking buggy choked.
I mean, this is such a wacky choke. I don't even understand how the whole thing works, but
me neither.
I try to make sense of it. Like, I'm like trying to do it with a pillow. I'm like, how the fuck? I don't understand what. How did he get him? Like, is he out? Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah. He's out. And then he snaps right back. Oh, life just got shot right back into him.
Huh.
And then he's like, let's go again. And then he gets fucking choked out again.
Yeah, he does. I don't have
and
that.
And he's like, should we go 3 out of 5? Like, no. No, I don't think that's
ever his nemesis was the grappling. I'll say, like, that Anderson Silva fight still, it just got to haunt the man.
So frustrating. Like, he wins 4 and 4/5 rounds and then just falls asleep in guard and gets fucking triangled. But again, he would have had to vacate the title because I think he tested for all the steroids after that fight, unfortunately.
Makes you think, maybe he did it on purpose.
Yeah. It was so fun when we were at the bar because our friend was such an Anderson Silva. Pete was so into Anderson Silva, and we were talking so much shit, like, oh, he's getting so fucked up. You got to be hating your life right now. He was, like, almost in tears. And then when he came back and won, I'm like, you got to be motherfucking kidding me right now.
Couldn't get him to shut up.
Fuck off. The whole rest of the night. Like, I'm going home. This night is over. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ugh. Anyway, let's do a little sponsor action.
Oh yeah, let's get into it. It's brought to you by Mudwater. You know, we love the Mudwater around here. If you know, if you need a coffee alternative, right, let me tell you, this Mudwater Classic, my favorite. You know, it's really good. It has a little bit of like a earthy, chocolatey kind of a taste to it, and it's just smooth. You know, you have a little bit of that in the afternoon instead of a cup of coffee, and you can just ride into your evening, and there's no crash. It's amazing. I'm a big fan. And keep in mind, fall is here, and you know it's the season to reset, new routines, a little less chaos, and hopefully a little more balance. Starts with what I drink first thing in the morning or in the afternoon. That's why I've been loving Mudwater. It's a coffee alternative made with cacao, chai, turmeric, and adaptogenic mushrooms, so you get a warm, focused boost without the jitters or crash. Just mix it with hot water or milk, froth it up, and it's the perfect fall ritual. Stay grounded and clear-headed. If you're out and about, Mudwater is now at Target and Sprouts nationwide because pumpkin spice is nice, but focus, recovery, and gut support, even better.
So it's about, and you're ready to make the switch to cleaner energy, head to mudwater.com and grab your starter kit today. Right now, our listeners get an exclusive deal up to 43% off your entire order, plus free shipping and a free rechargeable frother. When you use code MMA, and I use my frother all the time. Sometimes I just, like today, I just threw some protein powder, some mud water, and a little extra cacao in there and frothed it right up, chugged it straight down. And you also get 43% off with code MMA at MUDWTR.com. And after you purchase, they'll ask how you found them. Please support our show and let them know we sent you. Mudwater. And right back to the show.
What else do I got?
Well, I'll say something. I got an email from DraftKings today.
Oh boy.
Yeah, this is great. So apparently Illinois is putting a new tax on betting thanks to our fucking fantastic Governor Pritzker. So this is what the email said. It says, we're reaching out to make you aware that the state of Illinois enacted a law effective July 1st, 2025, imposing a wager tax on sports book operators for each sports wager placed over the internet or through a mobile application. So beginning today, September 1st, 2025, DraftKings will pass this tax through to certain customers and or certain sports bets placed in the state of Illinois. So when placing a bet in Illinois, you may see an amount on your bet slip labeled pass-through of Illinois per wager tax. So now the pass-through tax on certain wagers, will begin at 25 cents and will increase to 50 cents for certain wagers in excess of 20 million annual combined wagers placed on DraftKings online sportsbook in Illinois. And then they're trying to claim, here's the good news. We're not going to pass the per wager tax on all parlay bets with a stake of $10 or more and all single bets with a stake of $50 or more. So basically it sounds like if you're making a dollar bet, you're going to get another 25 cent added to that as a tax from fucking state of Illinois.
That's fair. I mean, fair on DraftKings part, not fair on the state's part.
It's fucking 25% tax on us.
Well, we tax everything. We have like tax everything.
Fucking bullshit. Like Illinois is so upside down. I don't want to go off on this tangent, but what the fuck are we doing? Like, fix the shit without adding additional taxes. Because they're also looking at trying to do this delivery tax fee. And I forgot what they want to do. I think they want to do $1.50 per delivery. Like an additional tax. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in trouble if that happens.
Yeah, that's easy thousand. I think I totaled it out. I think it was $1,500 right to my bill.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Illinois. Thanks, Pritzker. So before I say anything too dangerous, we probably digress, but I just want to let everyone know that's happening. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Here's a little fun thing. We have Charles Oliveira doing a little sorry about that. Doing a little rowing action. I'm not sure what's happening here.
This gay shit?
Some weird rowing thing happening. He's got the boys in the gym doing some sort of rowing grappling action. There he is again, dancing, doing the thing.
A little gay.
I'm not sure, but you know those Brazilians, they like to have a good time. So
it's like the Russians, right? They like to take a fucking hot tub together. Like let's get as many of us together in the hot tub together.
Take a little schwitz.
Something like that. A little awkward. A little awkward. And then we were talking about that Kayla Harrison versus Amanda Nunes fight, whenever that happens. And Chris Cyborg was saying, hey, I would like to fight winner of that fight. Because, you know, Kayla was dodging her because she was always in the PFL. And once Cyborg signed over there, then Kayla went right over to the UFC and ran fucking straight away from her. And then also Cyborg lost to Amanda. She would also like to get that fucking fight back. So whoever wins that fight, Cyborg's throwing her name out there saying, I would like to come back. But the question is, do you think the UFC will bring her back in? And will that fight happen?
How old is she again? Like 38, 40?
Cyborg's up there. I think she's still in her 30s, but late. She could be late 30s.
I can't remember. Did she leave on good terms or bad? Or was
questionable because I feel the UFC was always disrespecting her. Because remember, there was a time, I think even Dana White said it, that Cyborg looks like fucking Wanderlei Silva in a wig.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was.
And I don't remember if that was before, during, or after she was in there. But there was definitely bad blood because they were also making her fight at 135. And they wouldn't let her be at 145. So they're like trying to kill her on a weight cut. So they weren't treating her nicely. So I don't think it wasn't a great separation. And I don't know how Dana feels about bringing her back, but she is still a legend in the sport.
Still draw. Yeah.
Right. And has the potential, like out of those three people, I feel like each one could beat the other on any given fucking night.
Yeah.
You know? So why not bring her in? We do a three-way fight of some sort. Kayla, Amanda, and Cyborg, last woman standing wins. Can we do that on the White House lawn? Small cage, dog cage. I don't know. What else is going on out there?
Let me see what I got. I got one. I got a couple things. We didn't talk about Misfits, right? That happened over the weekend. So I got a video here. Darren Till, Dylan Danis.
Oh yeah, that was another one on there.
I forgot about this one, but here it is.
A very good striker. I like that attempt there from Warren.
And again,
you don't.
Little guys getting after it. Going for that rear naked choke or guillotine. Sorry. That's it.
Yeah.
Dylan Danis doing his thing.
Yeah, I mean, dumb on the other guy's part. You don't want to grapple like a fucking master in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, Warren Spencer is who. It's just not a smart move.
No. I mean, that's to be expected. I mean, fucking, he was Connor's jiu-jitsu coach for a reason, you know?
He was.
He has skills. It's just he rarely fights, and jiu-jitsu's his game. So I think, I don't know if he was lobbying to get, maybe he's lobbying to get into the UFC. I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah. And remember how I would show you those leg kicking contests that they would
Oh,
have?
yeah.
So here's a woman. She is showing off her leg after one of the leg kicking contests. And it's reminiscent of Uriah Faber after he fought fucking Jose Aldo. Like, look at this fucking damage this chick
Oh,
took.
God. That
It
can't
looks
help.
exactly like it, actually.
That looks really, really bad.
So
Why would you
brutal.
subject yourself to that?
I would.
Because you're 18 and dumb?
Yep. So I saw that. I'm like, oh my God, so bad. And then I saw Dana White. I don't know. I think he was in China and he was fighting all the those fighting robots. So a little video here. Let's turn sound off. So here's him going after all these fucking fighting robots. That didn't take much. Just pushed him right down. Push kick.
Yeah, this is not smart. They're gonna remember this.
I know they're coming for you
You're
eventually.
gonna be like, that fucking guy, I'm gonna kill
Yeah.
that guy first. He looks jacked.
Yeah, you almost got kicked in the balls right there. It's like, whoa, I almost got kicked in the balls. But yeah, they will remember and they will come back and get you. So be nice to the robots unless we have a good robot defense. And then, yeah, one other thing before I throw it back over. I saw this crazy tattoo. I want to get your take on this. Give me a rating on 1 to 10, and you can rate it however you want.
Oh, whoa, that's a back
There's
tattoo?
a back tattoo. It's insane, right?
It's the detail is amazing, but why would you get that tattooed on yourself? That's just crazy. I mean, it looks awesome, but it's also very strange.
Yeah. As a man, I'm not getting three other men tattooed on my back, but as far as a realism, off the
I
fucking
mean, I would
chart.
say the tattoo itself is probably a 9.5, I would
Yeah.
say. Maybe even a 10, but as far
Yeah.
as doing it, it's a zero.
Zero.
Not
It's a
smart.
negative
That's
five.
not smart.
You
Don't
go
do that. You put a
negative, you're.
mural, you basically put a mural on yourself of three other dudes. I mean, it's just weird.
You're plus minus in hockey, you're like negative 42 for the
Yeah.
season.
Right. Okay, I got one other thing and then I got
Yep.
some KOs. So here's Jan Blachowicz signing his
Yep.
latest contract. Do you notice anything weird about this picture?
No, he's a Viking who
There
used big swords.
he is signing a contract with a
Nick
massive sword.
Swordson.
I don't know if he's wearing any pantalones in this
Yeah,
picture.
I don't think he is.
It's just like I'm naked with my sword and I'm signing this contract.
Okay. Respect. Respect. I think I found the next contender for the BKFC. Is a here's a retired UFC fighter doing a little remodeling to his weight room. This is Dustin Poirier renaming his weight room the Silly Goose Fitness Club, and his wife is going, hey UFC, can you take him back? I don't like this. What is he doing? Why is he putting silly gooses everywhere?
Is he starting a business called Silly Goose?
No, I think that's just in his house.
Huh.
It's weird. What was the other weird story I saw? I didn't bring it or write it down to bring up during the show, but I want to say BJ Penn made a weird post saying he had Parkinson's
Oh, I didn't hear that.
or
No.
Alzheimer's. I don't know. One of the two.
That would make sense if that's the case. He's acting very crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, like he got diagnosed of something very bizarre, and I don't know. Let's see. Dirty Boxing. Did you see the size of their fucking heavyweight title? Like, this is
Oh.
preposterous. Preposterous, Ingo.
Holy shit.
Mike Perry and John Jones. What is this? It's like a birthday cake on a guy's fucking waist.
Wow. It looks like he's gonna fall over.
Exactly.
It'd be epic if it was so heavy, he just fell over and got stuck on
Like a turtle on his fucking
the
back. Hello help,
ground.
guys.
That'd be epic.
Fucking shit. Let's see. Kangaroo on a heavy bag. I got things. I don't
Oh,
know.
boy.
I think I can play sound. I don't know if there's any fucking music here, but goddamn
Wow.
terrifying. I mean, he lets it swing for a little bit.
Kangaroos are just not fun.
Yeah, because they have claws. And I think when you see his feet go, you can see him claw the bag and tear open the bag. Like, oh, you see that? Yeah. And that he'll get a devastating one in about 10 seconds here. But it's just terrifying because their clinch game is unstoppable.
Right.
And how then do you
beat a kangaroo?
Push kick him. Oof. Yeah, that
last
one. It's
crazy how he can just launch himself perfectly without jacking his head up.
Yeah. It's a third leg, basically. It seems like the tail is even stronger than his normal leg. So it's like they just want to get you in, clinch you, and then double fucking claw kick you.
Nature is so fucking weird. That is a weird creature. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
And then you see some of them that are just like super swole too.
Yeah, hopping
like,
around.
Oh my God, you're so strong. They're so aggressive. And they just walk around wild. Like that beast, like just fucking people up. Fuck that. Let's do a little face off fun. I always see weird things at face offs. And this was a weird one because they were sitting at a table. And this almost seems a little scripted, but away we go.
Oh, damn.
How do you like your eggs? You like them over easy? And you just fucking eggs them in the head.
Guy's losing his mind.
You like your egg? And then, you know, five guys are fucking restrain him. But
does he get his payback later?
I don't remember what happened in said fight. I'm just kind of fast forwarding, but it's a lot of bullshit in that after that. And I just have a tweet, and then we can get right into some KOs.
I got one KO. Yeah.
Okay. So I know there's a lot of controversy because Waffle House had changed their logo, and then there's a lot of backlash, and apparently they went back to their old logo, but then someone posted another version of the logo. But it's not, I'm sorry, it's not Waffle House. It was Cracker Barrel that was having it. But someone came up with a Waffle House one. It's like, Waffle House, we throw hands, bitch. I like that. I don't know how many videos I've seen of said Waffle House. People are throwing down. It's shit popping off at the Waffle House.
Yeah, because people are there drunk all the time. And
fuck yeah.
Eating crazy food.
Yeah. Be like, where the hell was that in college? The Burritoville for us. Things would always be popping off. Like, hey, man, I'm just here to get some fucking burritos. I ain't in here for no fighting. But you got some KOs. You want to go ahead and...
Just one. Yeah. I can't... Again, not sure if we saw this before. Maybe we did. But here we go.
I like this outdoor on the loose mat.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been to this one.
A little wild and crazy, yeah?
Oh. Whirling dervish. Oh, shit.
Starched him.
Fuck me. That looks like a UFC 3 knockout.
That's always bad. When your hands are up, it's not good. Get all stiffened up.
Yeah, when you're doing the Brendan Schaub fucking ghost defense. Let's see. I have 3 KOs.
Okay.
I don't know what my order is here. I think we'll start with Rosenstruck fought over weekend.
What? No way.
And he fucking brutally KO'd someone. I think I can play sound. If not, I'll fucking slowly turn him off.
Oh, damn.
So, you know, big boy gets one. That was the, I think, the Dirty Boxing. And then there was another one at the Dirty Boxing. Oof. And I think this guy, when he came back to, when he was walking out of the ring, that he started a fight with one of the ring guys or a fucking judge or something.
What?
So yeah, that one. And then one FC's got a little.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah,
did he take
clean,
all
right?
Shin on that one?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
And then he got the rebound off the fucking top rope.
Oh, damn.
Oh, he got a little whiplash there.
Brutal.
I'm sure he'll be all right.
I look like Eastern Bloc, who is fighting the guy who came out.
Yeah. Right into some knowledge. We got.
I have knowledge. We started watching with the kids this Hurricane Katrina thing on Netflix. It's like a series about that. It's pretty interesting if you're at all like into that kind of shit. Like, it's fucking crazy. I don't know if you remember at that time, but like the craziness of that whole storm and what like how mishandled everything was.
Oh yeah.
But it's pretty good. It's like a, I think it's a 3-part series or something, but I recommend if you're into that kind of shit, check that out. So far so good. I've seen one episode.
What did I start watching? Oh, with the family. We rewatched season one of Wednesday, because my
Oh
wife
yeah,
hadn't
the
seen
new one's
that.
coming out, right, soon.
Yeah, it's out now. So we just binge watched 4 episodes a night of Wednesday, the first season, and we're about to start season two now. I think the first four se episodes are out, and I think the next four are coming out at the halfway mark of this month or something like that, or maybe they're coming out today. I'm not sure,
Yeah.
but good mystery. I don't know, pretty into it. But each show ends on some kind of a cliffhanger,
Every time.
and
You
you're
just
like,
want
what the
one more.
fuck? Like,
I'll just
who did what? Who's guilty?
let
I
me just
just
watch a little more, and then you're in another
I'm
show
like,
in. You're
God damn
okay, one
it.
more
Like,
show.
I need to go again. I like all the casting except for Gomez. I thought, like, whoever they cast does not equal who Gomez should be. He's not this fat guy. He's supposed
Yeah.
to be a handsome, slick motherfucker. So I feel that one was off. And then Uncle Fester, he also seemed like an odd, not right actor for the role, because he's like slim and Fester's supposed to be pudgy. So it's almost like the roles are reversed of how they cast him. But anyway, here's my knowledge. I'll cleanse the palate. So here are the Dirty Boxing Championship. Here are the ring card girls for said event.
Ooh,
I'll
perfect.
turn the sound off.
Oh, hey now.
So this is the overview. I wish you could see them working. So here's a version of working, and then we can just kind of end on, hey, here's dirty boxing. So ring card girls need to be a little thicker than normal. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying about this. UFC doesn't believe in these things, unfortunately. On that
Well,
note, we shut it down.
that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. Go Bears. My name
Oh,
is
yeah.
Michael.
Matt Groves, thanks for playing.